when the world is cold.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And I'm Diana.
And we are so happy to introduce the start of a new series.
Ooh. So, this is, as you guys can tell, a food series. And that makes me very happy.
So, since Chinese food is so rich, so, I guess we could say, so diverse, there's so many different kinds of Chinese food, we are going to start here.
Okay.
In Shanghai.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the local food here today.
Okay.
And then as the series continues, we're going to go all around China and talk about all this great Chinese food.
Sounds delicious.
And then one thing to keep in mind here, part of the reason we're doing this series is to help you guys introduce Chinese food to your foreign friends.
Right, because a lot of users have requested, you know, if I'm taking out my foreigner friend out to eat, you know, how do I explain this dish or describe that one?
Right.
You know?
Is it eggs and tomato or is it tomato and eggs? Very difficult choice to make.
Right.
Okay, so in today's dialogue, we have David, who is a Chinese guy, and his foreign friend, Sarah.
All right, so let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue three times.
Excellent.
1st time.
Sarah, I ordered some famous local Shanghai dishes for you to try today.
Thank you, David. They all look amazing.
Let's start with some appetizers. This one is smoked fish, and the other one is seitan. Dig in.
They're both delicious. I love the sweet flavor.
Then you're in for a treat. Shanghai food is pretty big on sweet soy flavor.
I see. Is that pork?
Yes. It's actually the most famous Shanghai dish, soy-braised pork. Try some.
I like it, but it's a bit too fatty.
Well, have some tea and try some squirrel fish.
Squirrel fish?
Oh, it's the name of the dish. It's fish, not squirrel. It has a sweet and sour sauce.
David, hands down, this is my favorite dish.
Great! Have more!
Dialogue, 2nd time.
Sarah, I ordered some famous local Shanghai dishes for you to try today.
Thank you, David. They all look amazing.
Let's start with some appetizers. This one is smoked fish, and the other one is seitan. Dig in!
They're both delicious. I love the sweet flavor.
Then you're in for a treat. Shanghai food is pretty big on sweet soy flavor.
I see. Is that pork?
Yes. It's actually the most famous Shanghai dish, soy-braised pork. Try some.
I like it, but it's a bit too fatty.
Well, have some tea and try some squirrel fish.
Squirrel fish?
Oh, it's the name of the dish. It's fish, not squirrel. It has a sweet and sour sauce.
David, hands down, this is my favorite dish.
Great! Have more!
Dialogue, 3rd time.
Sarah, I ordered some famous local Shanghai dishes for you to try today.
Thank you, David. They all look amazing.
Let's start with some appetizers. This one is smoked fish, and the other one is seitan. Dig in.
They're both delicious. I love the sweet flavor.
Then you're in for a treat. Shanghai food is pretty big on sweet soy flavor.
I see. Is that pork?
Yes. It's actually the most famous Shanghai dish, soy-braised pork. Try some.
I like it, but it's a bit too fatty.
Well, have some tea and try some squirrel fish.
Squirrel fish?
Oh, it's the name of the dish. It's fish, not squirrel. It has a sweet and sour sauce.
David, hands down, this is my favorite dish.
Great! Have more!
All All right, so we start off the scene probably at a restaurant. And David here says, I ordered some famous local Shanghai dishes for you to try today.
Okay, so really important here, he didn't say Shanghai local dishes. I do hear a lot of people, you know, on the street will say, hey, Adam, you should try some famous Shanghai local dishes.
Right.
And in my mind, it always sounds a little bit strange.
Right, right.
We usually say, you know, local place thing.
Mm-hmm.
Local New York pizza, maybe.
Right. Or you could just say local dishes.
That's okay, too, right? Mm-hmm. Because obviously we are here in Shanghai.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so local can be the adjective to describe that this dish is a specialty of that particular area.
Mm.
But you can use it to describe anything that's of a particular area.
Right, right. I mean, it could even be a noun, right? Like, I'm a local.
Yes.
You won't really hear people say, like, I'm a local resident. That's pretty formal, like maybe the government might say that.
Right.
But I think if you were just speaking to a local,
yeah,
they would probably just say, I'm a local.
Right. It means you live there. You most likely were born and raised there too.
Right. And of course, there can be local anything, right? The local sports team.
Mm-hmm.
Local schools.
Right. Also, a lot of people now will say, you know, it's important to eat or buy local.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
And basically what that means is to buy fresh fruits and vegetables that were grown in farms near your area.
Right, they're grown locally.
Mm-hmm.
We can use it as an adverb as well.
Yes.
Wow, great word, local.
So Sarah says, thank you. They all look amazing.
But David says, let's start with some appetizers.
Sometimes those are the best.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Yes, that's right. These are the usually smaller dishes that come first.
Yes.
Or you order them first. They often come first.
Mm-hmm. They are eaten before your main dish. So the first dish that David introduces to Sarah is smoked fish, or you guys might know it as xun yu.
Okay, when I think about smoked fish, I think about smoked salmon.
Yeah, me too.
But that's probably not this fish, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried it. I know you don't eat fish, but I would say the flavors between this Shanghai smoked fish and smoked salmon are completely different.
Okay, so are they using the smoke to cook the fish?
Maybe. I have no idea. I'm not a chef, but you guys, if you know, please let us know.
Okay, so the other dish that David has ordered here has a few different names in English.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should talk about them just for a second. In the dialogue, he calls it seitan.
Okay. So this is also known in Chinese as mianjing.
This is one of my favorite things. It is definitely one of my favorite Chinese foods. Now, a lot of times, if you are to type in mianjing into like a translator, it will say gluten.
Yes.
And that's true. It is gluten.
Yeah.
But we don't really call it that as a dish.
Yeah, that's true. We usually use gluten as like an ingredient or an adjective.
Right.
Maybe gluten-free.
Everything is gluten-free. Like gluten is a really bad word right now. So this dish is only gluten.
Right,
so,
exactly.
So you really don't want to call it that. So Diane and I, we both know this word seitan. We don't really know where it comes from.
Perhaps it's got some Japanese origins.
Asia, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no matter where it comes from, just don't call it gluten in English.
Right. And then he adds on a dig in.
Dig in?
Yeah, like with your fork. You gotta start digging in dishes.
All right. This basically just means it's time to eat.
Yeah, let's eat.
Let's eat. Dig in. Let's dig in.
So Sarah says that they both taste delicious, and she really loves the sweet flavor.
Okay, flavor. Now, be careful here, guys, because we probably wouldn't say taste.
Mm-hmm, right. Usually in English, native speakers will use taste as the verb.
Okay. So when we're talking about food, it's pretty important here to say flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But we can use this word flavor in so many different ways, right?
Right. So if you're describing something having a certain flavor, you can say, you know, this is bacon-flavored ice cream.
Okay.
Or this is orange-flavored alcohol.
Okay, so important there that you add the ed on the end,
mm-hmm,
right? Orange-flavored alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we buy things and there's more than just one flavor. So we can say that, for example, this ice cream comes in 10 different flavors.
Mmm, ice cream.
Delicious.
Well, in any case, it really sounds like Sarah has found her flavor here.
Mm, right. And David says, then you're in for a treat.
Well, you're in for a treat. Yeah, I love this phrase.
Yeah.
It just means, you know, well, you are about to be very happy.
Right. Most likely because whatever's coming is probably exactly what she just said she liked.
Right. It's going to be a treat for her. It's going to be a really, really happy experience,
mm-hmm,
that will make her satisfied. Well, you're in for a treat.
So the reason why he says she's in for a treat is because Shanghai food is pretty big on sweet soy flavor.
Okay, two things here. One, I think everybody knows Shanghai food is really, really sweet.
Yeah, it is.
But another way we could say that is we could say that it's big on something.
Mm, okay, so not size-wise.
Mm, right.
But it's just very popular.
Yes. It's very, we know Shanghai is really big, but that's not what we're saying. Right?
Right.
Just like Diana says, it's just really, really popular, or it's just really, really common.
Mm, right. So in addition to saying that you're big on sweet flavors or any kind of food-related thing, you can also say that you're big on reading books, or you're big on watching sports.
Okay.
Or just any kind of activity that you really, really like to do.
Okay, so it can also be, you know, your personal favorites, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
In any case, we're going to put this into today's grammar section.
Okay.
So for you guys and girls who are big on grammar, you can go check that out.
All right, so back to this flavor. Shanghai food is big on sweet soy flavor.
Soy, also known as soya.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, well, this comes from the bean.
Yeah.
Right, the soybean or soya bean. But usually when we have the soy sauce,
mm-hmm,
it's pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, they add a lot of sugar.
There's a lot of sugar in that.
Yeah.
It's still very, very delicious. Pretty dark brown or black.
Yeah. So the next dish is what David calls the most famous Shanghai dish.
Okay, also has some soy, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Soy braised pork.
Also known as hong shao rou. So the interesting thing is that I thought braised meant cooked with soy sauce.
Oh, okay.
But I looked in the dictionary and it really just means like stewed for a very long time.
Mm.
However, a lot of people will understand you if you just say braised pork.
Right. It's you're not braising the pork in milk, for example.
Right,
like,
right.
This is one dish that is actually very, very common in North America.
Mm.
So I think this one, I have a feeling that a lot of foreigners would already know the name.
Yeah.
Even if they wouldn't know how to order it in Chinese,
mm-hmm,
they would understand the English very, very easily.
However, one thing to note is that hong shao means specifically to braise in a dark soy sauce.
Okay, so not milk, not orange juice.
Definitely not.
So there's one thing about this particular dish. I've heard it's very delicious. I haven't tried it myself, but a lot of people say that it is too fatty.
Mm, and I can agree with that. It definitely has very thick chunks of fat in there.
That's the thing. So you know, if you look at the actual meat, most of the meat is just fat. It's the kind of white part. Very delicious.
Yeah.
Not really so healthy.
Mm, yeah, it goes skin big chunk of fat and then meat.
Right. So if you're looking for something that is not very fatty, you could try saying something like lean meat.
Yes.
Right. Like,
yes.
For example, chicken. Chicken breast is very lean.
Exactly. But that's okay, David says. Have some tea and try some squirrel fish.
Okay, squirrel fish. Squirrel fish. This is just fun to say, isn't
right.
it? Right. Squirrel. First of all, just try and say that word with us, guys. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. It's a strange word to say. Don't get too caught up. Don't worry too much about the two R's.
Mm-hmm.
Just squirrel.
Yeah. I think this dish is also mostly translated to pine nut fish.
Okay. I have seen both.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you know both of these translations. Then you will be ready. In any case, what's a squirrel?
Well, actually, I have not seen many here in Shanghai, but they do live in trees. And they have very, very bushy tails.
With really big tails, right? Like they're rats, basically. They're just a bit bigger.
A little bit cuter.
They're cuter than rats. And most importantly, they make a kind of like sound.
Oh, right? Yes.
So that's the reason why this fish has the name squirrel fish. Because these fish also make a very unique noise.
But in any case, this dish also comes with a sweet and sour sauce that's poured over it.
Okay, so this sauce is probably going to be, at least from an American point of view, this is going to be like the most common Chinese sauce.
The sweet and sour.
The sweet and sour.
Right.
Anything. Soy sauce, of course, is very, 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 very common.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet and sour sauce is the most common, I would say.
Probably. I would say I definitely agree in terms of American Chinese food. Yes.
Absolutely. So sweet, of course, we've talked about sweet already. Sour, kind of make your face. lemons are sour. Vinegar is sour.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet and sour together is oh so delicious.
Yes. And we would also call that tangy.
Tangy.
Yeah. That's the adjective if something is both sweet and sour.
Okay.
Now, Sarah says, David, hands down, this is my favorite dish.
So is she telling him, like, put your hands down. I want to talk to you.
Right. She maybe puts her hands down and says, this is just the best dish I've ever had.
So neither of those things are completely true. What she is saying is that, you know, there is no question or there is no doubt.
Yes.
Really. Like, this is just absolutely the best food I've ever had.
Yeah. Easily my favorite dish.
So all of those things that we just said, you know, without doubt, without question, easily, you don't need to say those words.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say hands down.
Yes, it'll make you sound just like a native speaker.
Now, usually the thing that comes after the hands down is a word that's kind of like the best, the greatest.
Right.
You know, the EST.
Right. The most something.
The most something.
Right.
Exactly.
It could either be the best or the worst.
Right.
Or your favorite.
Okay, I think this lesson just might be hands down the best we've ever recorded.
I hope I haven't drooled. I know a lot of you guys have told me that I drool when we talk about food.
Don't worry. We bring lots of napkins. Okay, guys. Well, why don't we go ahead and listen to that dialogue 3 more times?
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Sarah, I ordered some famous local Shanghai dishes for you to try today.
Thank you, David. They all look amazing.
Let's start with some appetizers. This one is smoked fish, and the other one is seitan. Dig in.
They're both delicious. I love the sweet flavor.
Then you're in for a treat. Shanghai food is pretty big on sweet soy flavor.
I see. Is that pork?
Yes. It's actually the most famous Shanghai dish, soy braised pork. Try some.
I like it, but it's a bit too fatty.
Well, have some tea and try some squirrel fish.
Squirrel fish?
Oh, it's the name of the dish. It's fish, not squirrel. It has a sweet and sour sauce.
David, hands down, this is my favorite dish.
Great. Have more.
Dialogue, second time.
Sarah, I ordered some famous local Shanghai dishes for you to try today.
Thank you, David. They all look amazing.
Let's start with some appetizers. This one is smoked fish, and the other one is seitan. Dig in.
They're both delicious. I love the sweet flavor.
Then you're in for a treat. Shanghai food is pretty big on sweet soy flavor.
I see. Is that pork?
Yes. It's actually the most famous Shanghai dish, soy braised pork. Try some.
I like it, but it's a bit too fatty.
Well, have some tea and try some squirrel fish.
Squirrel fish?
Oh, it's the name of the dish. It's fish, not squirrel. It has a sweet and sour sauce.
David, hands down, this is my favorite dish.
Great. Have more.
Dialogue, third time.
Sarah, I ordered some famous local Shanghai dishes for you to try today.
Thank you, David. They all look amazing.
Let's start with some appetizers. This one is smoked fish, and the other one is seitan. Dig in.
They're both delicious. I love the sweet flavor.
Then you're in for a treat. Shanghai food is pretty big on sweet soy flavor.
I see. Is that pork?
Yes. It's actually the most famous Shanghai dish, soy braised pork. Try some.
I like it, but it's a bit too fatty.
Well, have some tea and try some squirrel fish.
Squirrel fish?
Oh, it's the name of the dish. It's fish, not squirrel. It has a sweet and sour sauce.
David, hands down, this is my favorite dish.
Great. Have more.
All right, so we wanted to keep the dialogue short, but of course, Shanghai's got a rich history of delicious foods, and there's a couple that we didn't talk about that are very unique to Shanghai. We also have tang ou. Do you know what this is, Adam?
I do, yeah.
What, could you describe that?
I would say like lotus root, and then the anytime you're going to hear like tang, a lot of people want to say sugar.
Okay.
But in this case, it would just be sweet again. Sweet lotus root, I guess.
And it's usually stuffed with, you know, sticky rice as well. We also have xia ren.
Okay, so shrimp.
It's really just shrimp, but I always see people translate it as crystal shrimp.
Oh, okay.
It makes it sound like
better than
cooler,
just shrimp.
Fancier.
Yeah.
Right. And then, of course, how could we not mention xiaolongbao?
Okay.
These are going to be steamed dumplings. They're steamed in the baskets.
Oh, okay. So there's so much great food to talk about. Maybe we should spend 1 minute just talking about this word etiquette. Now, that might sound like a big fancy word. It's not really that big or fancy. It just kind of means like manners.
Yeah.
Like table manners. And the reason we want to talk about this is because a lot of our users have asked if certain things are okay.
Specifically, a very Chinese custom of being very hospitable.
Yes.
And basically putting food in your guest's bowl or on their plate.
Yes. Without asking, right?
Yeah,
that's usually the thing. So there's not really a lot of time left to talk about this. I think we'll put this into today's culture section because there really is a lot, a lot of difference. When people tell me, you know, like eat, and I want to say, you know, oh, thank you, I am full, and eat, and put food into my bowl. Sometimes I feel it's a little What's the word I'm looking for? Well, we will put the right word into the culture section.
All right. So I think that's about it for this lesson. This is a new series, and we will be talking about foods from other regions, but we want to know what type of food you want us to talk about next.
Right. I already know that this series is going to be A, super fun to make.
B, very popular.
Very popular. And just C, just, you know, hands down, probably one of the best series we've done.
All right. So we look forward to those comments, and we will see you guys next time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Lovely, never ever change.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开英语每天听.